Now then.
Now.
Oh, we're going to think back.
And was there another word a long time ago? Do you remember any other words?
I sure don't. No, just ordinary cat. No, I certainly don't.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about a large bag made of very loosely woven cloth-like stuff? Mm-hmm. And they used to say they got 100 pounds of chicken feed or 100 pounds of potatoes. Mm-hmm. What would you call a bag like that? I saw a truck going by with a load that looked like many of them stacked mm-hmm. up on. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I guess I know.
They're sort of brownish looking mm-hmm. and it's a real loose weave.
But I don't know what they call it unless it's called a chicken feed or, okay. or something like that.
Okay, listen to these words and see if any of these sound familiar. Mm-hmm. Burlap bag, burlap sack, croaker sack, crocus sack, gunny sack, grass sack. Any of those sound
familiar? Oh, you're talking about a sack now.
Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me, called crocus sacks.
Okay, mm-hmm. that one that carry those.
That's right, crocus sack. Okay. Long ago now, they have different names now, I imagine, but crocus sack.
Okay, and what do you call a small musical instrument that you hold up your mouth and blow on?
Is it a harp?
Okay, and what about one that was made out of metal and was held between the teeth and they played that way? You don't remember that one?
Sure don't.
All right, listen to these words and see if any of them sound familiar. Breath harp, French harp, Jew's harp.
Jew's harp.
How's that?
Jew's harp.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I remember hearing that one.
Okay, what do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board balanced in the middle, and one child sits here and one here?
We call that a seesaw.
And what about a homemade merry-go-round? That you might have something fastened mm-hmm. in the middle and they'd go that way on. Do you remember one like that?
I remember one like that. He called that a merry-go-round.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about a flat piece of stone used to sharpen knives or scythes with?
Whet rock.
And what are some different kinds of wood fences? Do you have any wood fences around here?
We did. They had rail fences out of wood.
Yeah, that's the one that went like this, crossed over. And what other kinds?
That's the only kind that I know of.
Okay.
The little rail fence.
They don't have many of them now.
No, very seldom you see one now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And keeping it kind of for a souvenir.
Sure. Uh-huh. Okay. If you have too many people spending the night at your house and you have to make a bed on the floor maybe for the children, what would you call that where they would sleep?
Pallet.
And what about low ground in a river valley, very, very flat land along beside the river? Is there a special word for something like that around here?
Not that I recall.
See if any of these sounds familiar. Interval, bottom land. Those don't sound familiar. Okay. Mm. In country where it's right level, I don't think there's much difference in that one.
Sure.
Will you tell me several different kinds of roads, depending on what they're made of? Maybe now or then, either one.
Roads, you say?
Roads, you know, like you drive or
What? Now ask a question.
What are they made of? You know, like a long time ago when they were all out of... Mm. It just was just a road out in the country. It was mm-hmm. made out of what?
I do it.
And now, what are some of the different things?
Paved roads now.
Okay. And if there is one paved with concrete or cement, a light colored one, what would you say that was a what road? Would you more like to say a concrete road or a cement road or cement?
Concrete, I reckon, because the cement wouldn't hardly go out that far.
Okay.
Now, I imagine cement.
What is that, the sidewalk?
The regular road, though they didn't have no sidewalks.
Right.
They're all just one road now.
Right.
Out. Mm-hmm.
But up in town now?
Yeah, they call these sidewalks in town.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's made out of what?
I call it concrete or cement.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm.